your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Plan to win the future. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's how President Biden describes his infrastructure spending plan. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The president's American Jobs Plan is aimed at fixing thousands of miles of roads, building new rail corridors, and tackling bridge repairs, including the 10 most in need.
Economically significant bridges with more commerce going across it that need to be replaced.
Replacing all of America's lead pipe that transfers water is a goal, as well as improving internet, especially in rural America.
It's a disparity even more pronounced during this pandemic.
He said these are improvements that need to begin now.
There's Republican opposition.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying this proposal appears to use infrastructure as a Trojan horse for the largest set of tax hikes in a generation.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. There's been a mass shooting at an office complex in Orange, California. Officers responded to reports of shots fired.
Upon entering the business and in the area, they have discovered four victims that are deceased on the location. One of those victims does include a child.
A woman's also in critical condition. Police Lieutenant Jennifer Amat says the suspect was wounded in a shootout and is now in custody. No word on a motive or a connection between the shooter and the victims. A bunch of coronavirus vaccine doses are ruined at a facility in Baltimore.
The New York Times reports human error at the Emergent Biosolutions site led to the loss of about 15 million doses of the drug. Johnson & Johnson says the vaccine had not yet reached the finishing stage when the mistake was discovered, and it still expects to deliver more than a billion doses by the end of the year. Current Johnson & Johnson vaccines are not affected as they were manufactured in the Netherlands. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Jurors at the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis have now seen police body camera video of George Floyd's arrest and death and surveillance video inside the store where he was accused of trying to use counterfeit money. America's listening to Fox News.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Hey, it's me. Just wanted to reach out after yesterday's video call. You mentioned your friends going through a hard time right now. I wanted to recommend an app you should download. It's the How We Reach coaching tool. It's got tips on, you know, how to reach out to friends or family members who are struggling. So it's great that you're there for your friend. I really think this tool will help you give them the support they need. So let me know if you want to talk.
Download the tool on reach.gov today.
With coronavirus case numbers rising, France goes back into lockdown.
Du variant qui risque de nous faire perdre contrôle.
Addressing the nation on TV, French President Emmanuel Macron said, "We will lose control if we don't move now." He announced a new wave of nationwide restrictions. Schools will be closed for the next 3 weeks, most non-essential shops are shut down, and anyone leaving their home must stay within 6 miles. Macron had been resisting calls for a new lockdown, but France's vaccine rollout has been slow, and some hospital doctors in the worst-hit areas say ICUs are at breaking point.
Fox's Simon Owen. Johns Hopkins University reports another 1,076 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. yesterday. The Girl Scouts of America announces an organization-wide diversity and social justice initiative.
The Girl Scouts already had a racial justice pledge for people to sign on their website, but now the organization's announced a $500,000 grant from the Ford Foundation to support what their leaders call an effort to become an anti-racist organization. In a statement, the Girl Scouts write that they plan to spend the money to work with consultants to conduct a thorough audit of their programs, policies, and practices to evaluate Girl Scout experiences of members and non-members around the country, with a goal of creating a welcoming environment specifically for Black, Indigenous, and people of color. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
It's Major League Baseball opening day.
The Toronto Blue Jays and New York Yankees will open up the season today in the Bronx. The Blue Jays entering without one of their offseason acquisitions in George Springer, the outfielder placed on the injured list with an oblique strain. All 30 MLB ball clubs will be in action this afternoon, with Alex Cora making his return as Boston Red Sox manager as they host the Baltimore Orioles. A.J. Hinch making his managerial return in the Detroit Tigers dugout, taking on the Cleveland Indians. The reigning World Series champs, the L.A. Dodgers, will start the season on the road against the Colorado Rockies, while the reigning AL champs, the Tampa Bay Rays will start 2021 in a Sunshine State showdown against the Miami Marlins.
That's Matt Napolitano, and I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
I think we do 4-1-2-1. Is that right? 4-1-2-1. It's April. Good morning. ESPN 93.5. Three-day weather forecast and brought to you by Allerton Equipment Repair, your trusted truck repair and service center in Allerton, Illinois. Not very far from, I think it goes that way from Homer.
Yep.
AllertonRepair.com. Say hey to Chuck and Marcy. Quality service close to home. They'll do the big rigs. AllertonRepair.com. It's truck repair. So if you got tricky truck repair, I'd call Chuck.
There you go.
AllertonRepair.com. Diane Ducey with the weather.
Sunny with a high 42 today, down to 22. Yeah, no April Fool's Day joke here. 50 the high tomorrow, though. Sunshine, 33 our low in the evening. 65 the high Saturday, 71 Sunday, 74 Monday, 76 on Tuesday. It's a pretty good start to April, other than the cool conditions today.
Yeah.
Right now, we're at 27 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, 42 for today. Today is a bit chilly, so yeah, but nice for Easter weekend, Good Friday tomorrow, Easter, of course, on Sunday, and I'm glad you're listening to the first day of April. We made it through the first quarter, which is the first 3 months of a year in a business cycle. Here we go into the second quarter, where we're hoping that we loosen up and free up. We got something on vaccines for you. We're going to get a doctor on about vaccines. We'll do that momentarily. John Decker live near the White House. That will be coming up in a matter of minutes, about 20, 25 minutes. We'll get the latest from Washington, D.C. this morning. And then we have the news that Joe Biden is set to detail the $2 trillion proposal for infrastructure. GOP strategist, DOD advisor, Corey Mills. Corey, good morning. Nice to meet you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
$2 trillion? I thought it was three. Is this, there's three, the next one. I get confused.
Well, 1.3, then 1.9, now 2.3. So, you know, he's moving in an upward trajectory for sure.
How much of the 2.3 trillion? Which nobody knows how many zeros that is anyway. How much of it is actually infrastructure?
Well, that's the problem. It's a smaller amount than what everyone's assuming. What they're doing is they're trying to play this game of semantics where they try to say hard infrastructure versus soft infrastructure. Again, what they're not saying to you is that a majority of that money will essentially go towards green tech, will essentially go towards what they're calling human and social infrastructure. It'll go for money to cap out wells, basically looking to destroy our fossil fuel industry here in the United States. And again, if you love that dollar increase to your gas every time you fill up at the pump, well, just stand by because it's going to go higher. But let's also look at the fact that 21% to 28% corporate tax hike, it's not going to hit these corporate tax, you know, these corporations. I'm an entrepreneur. I know exactly what, you know, this does for businesses. Joe Biden and the rest of his administration who have been in office for 20 and 30 and 47 years obviously do not know what happens. They're either going to move this offshore or they're going to go ahead and tack it down or they're going to cut back jobs, disenfranchising the middle class, and the middle class will be the ones holding the bag here. This is a bad plan that's going to increase our unemployment rates and drive businesses international.
I don't get it. That's why I always come up with ideas, and some of them aren't very good, Corey, but I don't think people should hold office unless they have to make a payroll. Maybe that would help, because you don't, if I tax McDonald's, McDonald's isn't going to take it from their, what people must think is a pot of gold. They make the Big Mac $6. They don't, that's all it is it just, if a corporate is 21% tax goes 28% tax, my diapers will cost more. I mean, I don't.
That's right.
I don't get it. I don't understand why we don't understand.
Well, and again, the problem is not that we don't understand. We as Americans do understand what this means. You have a lot of politicians who couldn't balance their own checkbooks right now. We see that, and that's why we're at $28 trillion in national debt. Imagine if we went $28 trillion in debt with our actual accounts to see how the banks would respond. But the bottom line is that what they're going to do is, This is the Biden administration and the radical left trying to find a middle ground to the Green New Deal. This is AOC and her group trying to go ahead and push for green tech. This is Obama 2.0. And remember, the only difference between the recovery plan that Obama put in and the recovery plan and infrastructure plan that the Biden administration is it's going from billions into trillions. That's the only difference here. And unfortunately, the middle class is going to be the one holding the bag.
Okay. So when you said we understand, Corey, may I disagree? I don't think all you understand is that get the rich. There, all the tax break that helped. Only the rich is not true with the Donald Trump tax break. It helped the rich.
It's completely not true. When they lowered the actual tax bracket, that put more money in Americans' pockets. That put more money into the corporations' pockets to allow them to hire more people, which drives down. Remember what the Trump administration did. They brought back companies like Carrier from Mexico and made it cheaper to build in the United States, which increased jobs here as opposed to driving it across the sea. And again, I just heard recently from one of the unions, because he always talks about how great the unions are going to do from this. Well, I just listened to John Hughes from the Boilermaker Union 154 there in Pittsburgh, who just did an actual tour at the Pittsburgh airport. And when he was doing that tour, they were talking about how great these solar panels are that they're putting in there. It's going to have a 20-year life cycle. But guess what? Those solar panels are 100% made in Vietnam, not made in the United States. So again, it's like a $1.3 trillion bill or $900 billion when overseas. This $2.25 trillion bill, watch the majority of it go overseas to China and to Vietnam, and that's who we're making rich.
Well, I appreciate having you on, Corey, because I don't think this is going to see the light of day. I mean, yeah, Fox News, maybe Newsmax, a few others, but the mainstreams aren't going to cover this in this detail. That's one I wanted to get it out on our show, let people know that. And I love this, the old, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Watch the 400,000 and up people, the only ones that get taxed, period, is what the president said. How much can I bet on that? Is there a window?
I'm going to go with about a 0.0% chance.
And it won't get covered. People won't even know. But I know they'll know this. They'll know they're going to be paying extraordinary amount of money at the gas pump. That's immediate. That's an instant tax. They're going to feel that. And when you go in, everything's more expensive, and you used to go to the grocery store for $125, you're paying $175, you're going to notice that. So it's just, again, what are you going to do? They got the whole deal.
Well, remember, we also heard shovel-ready jobs under the Obama administration, and then watch billions go to companies like Solyndra, who were bankrupt in three years on the idea that we were creating new energy.
And the president at the time, President Obama, joked about it. They weren't so shovel-ready and laughing, which is not really funny. Okay, Corey, we'll let you go. But again, last question. Since you're all tied into all of this, who's running this? Who's doing everything? Because it's not Joe Biden, so who's running the country?
You know what? I would still love to figure that out. It seems to me like it's Susan Rice in the shadows, the Obama 2.0 model, which is coming in. We know that Blinken was one that grabbed the Iran deal for Obama. We know it's not Biden, and we know it's not Kamala Harris, so your guess is as good as mine.
So kind of a committee, maybe the chief of staff, maybe a little Kamala, maybe Susan Rice, I think. And do you think Barack Obama's chatting from time to time with Susan Rice? I don't know.
That's a guarantee. Just like Loretta Lynch was chatting with Bill Clinton on the runway about their grandchildren.
Yeah, it was grandchildren only. 45 minutes, that's all. They just talked golf and grandchildren. I'm pretty sure of that. Anyway, correct?
Yeah.
Corey, how do people connect with you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Corey, C-O-R-Y, _Pacem, P-A-C-E-M.
Hey, thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Corey Mills. I didn't get to Pacem. Is his last name Pacem or Mills? Anyway, Corey.
Yep.
ESPN 93.5. We just tried to, take a look under the hood, make sure it is what it is. So there's a lot in there. And again, most Americans will never know. And probably won't, maybe they won't care. I just know this, that if you had a credit card with no limit and you kept charging stuff, somebody's going to have to reconcile that at some point. And that's kind of where we are with the country. And listen, I'm not giving much props to the Republicans. I mean, we had a virus and pandemic. I understand that. And I certainly have appreciated the PPP. But we're way, way deep. And heck, you can spend whatever you want if nobody really cares who's got to cover it, I guess. Let's check your sports headline. It is opening day, my friend.
It's true.
Opening day in baseball.
It's awesome. And if you want to watch the Cubs, Pia's is the place to go. I know they've got $4 Bud products and lots of $3
Bud products.
Oh, really?
$3 and $3 brats, $3 Big Dogs, $4 nachos, free peanuts.
Okay.
Go there in the cheap $4 Jim Beam.
You can win a Cubs jersey.
Cubs jersey. It's at Pia's today. The ball game's at 1:20. If you got a schedule that can allow this, enjoy Pia's on West Springfield in Champaign, Pia's Sports Bar and Grill.
Kyle Hendricks on the mound as they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9. 10,000 fans, 25% in Wrigley, and that should be fun. Again, opening day, a lot of the surrounding bars doing specials and things like that, too. So go Cubs! And the St. Louis Cardinals face in Cincinnati. It's a 3:10 start, and we've got your Redbird recap
now.
Yay,
here we go!
Jack Flaherty's about to make his second consecutive opening day start for the Cardinals, but on the other side of that spectrum, Yadier Molina will be making his 17th consecutive opening day start for the Cardinals. That breaks his own all-time record for opening day starts by a catcher with one team. You might remember last year he passed Yankees legend and Hall of Famer Bill Dickey, who started 15 consecutive opening days in the 1930s and 40s. Yesterday, Flaherty was asked about what he was doing back on opening day 2005 when Molina started the streak.
Probably playing ball with a bunch of the guys I grew up with and are still close with to this day, so it's a crazy thing to think about. But, you know, he's an inspiration for each and every one of us, him and Wayno, to be out there still doing it, still going strong, and to do what they do. It's an inspiration, you know, to continue to play that long.
For the record, Flaherty was 9 years old on opening day 2005. Opening day 2021 is here. Flaherty will be matched up against Luis Castillo of the Reds. Pregame starts here on the network at 2:15 with the first pitch set for 3:10. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Kevin Wheeler.
Whether it's time to welcome a new season or say goodbye to a franchise great, Cardinals Magazine gives you the most in-depth, indispensable story around. For nearly three decades, Cardinals Magazine has taken you on the field and inside the clubhouse with premier coverage of Cardinals past, present, and future, in season and out. Make this year a better year with Cardinals Magazine. Subscribe at cardinals.com/magazine or 314-345-9000. Cardinals Magazine, it's all here.
Chicago White Sox have a 9 o'clock start against the LA Angels. It looks like there's 15 games on opening day today, and the Washington Nationals are the ones with the hiccup with 5 players in COVID protocol right now. On to the NBA, the 4th straight win for the Phoenix Suns as they beat the Bulls 121-116. Miami over the Indianapolis Pacers, that final was 92-87. And I see that the Blackhawks are hosting Carolina's Hurricanes. We have the Cubs president Jed Hoyer saying he's very confident he'll be able to sign longtime first baseman Anthony Rizzo to a contract extension before he becomes a free agent.
Why didn't they get it done before?
He's just confident it'll happen before November.
Anthony wants to not worry about it.
I know.
He wants it done so he doesn't have to think about it.
Right.
And they knew the timeline. Why wouldn't the Cubs sign Anthony Rizzo? If he shuts the door and tests the waters, he probably won't be in Chicago. What are the Cubs doing?
Rizzo's at the end of a 7-year, $41 million contract that he signed in 2013, and an inside source says they're far apart on a new deal.
It's called payday. If you've won a World Series in your 7 years and you're one of the favorite Cubs, it's time to collect because he didn't make a whole bunch on that 7-year deal, relatively speaking. Here is your weather brought to you by Dogtown Heating and Air, servicing residents of Paxton, Urbana, and surrounding areas. DogtownHeatingandAir.com.
A nice day today with the sunshine. In fact, sun prevails for the next week. We are up to only 42, though, down to 22. If you're looking for that April Fool's Day joke, Mother Nature has got that on us with the cooler conditions. 50 the high tomorrow, down to 33, 65 Saturday, 71 Easter Sunday. We're currently at 27 on ESPN 93.5.
I'm going to check your Fox Business Minute. Dr. Roger Klein, a clinical pathologist, subspecialty training in medical microbiology. It's the stuff that I work at the kitchen at lunch.
Oh, sure.
Easy. It's called microbial. Anyway, we're going to talk about the vaccine.
Yes.
Stand by for that. We'll get that on the radio in moments. John Decker from the White House, our ace journalist on Thursdays. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. It is 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
There's a lot to look forward to. Growing your family. Opening your own business. Retiring to travel. Leaving your legacy. Busey Bank knows there's a lot of planning along the way. UC is here to help you celebrate your life's milestones by putting your money to work. Learn more at BUC.com with thoughtful advice, trusted resources, and proven results. BUC's right beside you. Learn more at BUC.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
You could own a piece of discount carrier Frontier Airlines. Its parent company, Frontier Group Holdings, is going public today on the NASDAQ. Frontier initially was to go public in 2017, but scrapped the plans. Some of corporate America is making plans to return to the office, but it's not clear when or if most companies will do so. Google is returning staff over the next month, though the initial return will be voluntary until September. Amazon believes most of its staff will return to the office by early fall. Though Twitter says it will allow most workers to be remote permanently. Royal Caribbean says its cruises to nowhere out of Singapore have turned out to be a success. It will be extending the season through October. It has yet to receive approval to restart sailings out of the U.S. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
It's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Cubs home opener, Thursday afternoon at 1:20, as the Chicago Cubs host the Pittsburgh Pirates at Wrigley Field. Watch all the action at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoy $3 brats, $3 big dogs, $4 nachos, and free peanuts. There'll be $3 16-ounce Bud Light and Bud Bottle cans, and $4 Jim Beam, plus a chance to win a Cubs jersey. Pia's Sports Bar and Grill, 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Go Cubs!
Play ball!
Gerber Collision and Glass offers contact-free estimates and repairs. Our top priority is the health and safety of our customers and team members. That's why our drop-and-go services include three flexible options for repairing your vehicle without having to walk into one of our shops. You can schedule an appointment for drop-off, arrange a contact-free curbside estimate, or send us photos of the damage for an online estimate. Learn more and find your location at GerberCollision.com. Get it to Gerber.
Get it to Gerber. If you have a little dent you haven't taken care of, Gerber Collision can help. Happy to welcome Dr. Roger Klein of the Regulatory Transparency Project. Learned Dr. Roger Klein, what is Regulatory Transparency Project, Doc?
We're a project of the Federalist Society that looks at regulations in, I think, 14 or 12 sectors of the economy, and we've convened experts in all of these sectors to get together and to discuss potential regulatory changes that would make the regulatory process more efficient and more effective. We publish papers, we speak, we have conferences, they have podcasts, radio shows, television shows, those sorts of things.
Okay, all right. Very active, very learned, very well-read, Dr. Roger D. Klein. What are the must-be-inevitable coming vaccine passports? What does that mean, do you think?
Well, I think what we're talking about is some sort of mandate that individuals show proof of vaccination before they're allowed or permitted to engage in certain activities or to enter certain spaces, basically to go on with certain aspects of life. Without such proof, presumably people would be barred from participating.
Are you talking about airplanes going to other countries, going to other states? Is that constitutional?
Well, first of all, it depends on the specifics. I mean, it could be going to a concert. It could be going to a movie. It could be going to an airplane. It could be, you could envision many, many circumstances in which folks could implement this if in fact they chose to do it.
Movies. I mean, anything with a group. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. You know, we don't know the details of the proposal, or you know, if that proposal surely will be made for sure. But that you know, it could restrict many areas of life, almost unlimited. And is it constitutional? I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on you know in my heart, I would say no because I don't believe it's necessary, but. You know, you can public health measures or restrictions are permissible in certain contexts, and so there are restrictions permitted. We have seen you know during COVID, we've seen a lot of restrictions, and I think courts have in many cases been favorable. Sometimes they've not. You know, as Justice Alito said, the Constitution doesn't. Isn't suspended during a pandemic, but I believe it was Justice Alito said if he didn't, he said something to him, and that was with respect to religion. But I think we need to, you know, it would have to be decided.
Okay, Dr. Roger Klein, do you think the vaccines are safe?
Do I think they're safe? Well, I do think they're safe in the sense that. We don't see, we see very, very, the odds of any type of serious reaction are extremely low, minuscule. People have side effects that are transient and go away. So, yeah, I think, but in terms of the benefits, I think for most people, the benefits far outweigh the risks or side effects, particularly for vulnerable or older people. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer, you know, for a 20-year-old. The thing you have to consider is if you don't get vaccinated, you probably get the disease. And, you know, for most people, it's not going to result in serious consequences. And that's very much age and health dependent. I think, you know, I think the balance, for certainly, especially for vulnerable older people, weighs heavily in favor of the vaccine. I've had my first dose. I've also had COVID.
Okay. Well, why would you get a vaccine if you've had the disease? And then secondly, here's what I don't get. I'm wearing a mask and doing social distance and I've had a vaccine. What was the point of the vaccine?
Well, we could get into masks. I've been a skeptic. I don't think the actual clinical data are very strongly supportive. What they have are, mannequins that they put masks on and, try to block droplets. But so a mask I'm not going to do too much to argue in favor of. I think a recent CDC study maybe showed an effect. You don't really know because there's usually a lot of things going on suggested that the infection rate from mask mandates went down about 2% on a national level by county. So that's the rate of the case growth. So that's not all that much. And anyway, your first question was your first question was about the vaccine and the safety, and certainly they're relative to the benefits are they're extremely effective.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people, and so why would I get a vaccine when I've had the disease? I think you said. And that's a good question. I mean, I don't really think it's probably necessary.
Okay.
I did it, but I don't. And it wasn't about a passport. I just, I kind of thought, well, if it gives me some extra protection, and we've given it to so many millions of people already that I kind of felt if there was any serious danger to it, we'd know about it. So. So I went ahead and got it. But you're right, I probably don't need it.
All right. We appreciate having you on, Dr. Klein. Maybe we can visit again sometime. But bottom line is I'm kind of a skeptic on all this. I kind of arch my back when government has to tell me how to live my life every single day. I say, if you want to get the vaccine, get a vaccine. It's your call. But you're going to have to suffer the consequences of what might come, like a virtual passport or a vaccine passport or whatever you're going to need in life. It's just creepy stuff. I think government loves telling me what to do, and I think it's intoxicating, and I don't think they want to let go of power. That's just me. But I do appreciate your time today, Roger. I really do.
Have a good day.
He didn't want to get into that.
Interesting conversation. Jim in Broadland says, hell no. This is America. It's a free country. And so I've been hearing about the black market kind of going crazy on all this stuff.
And I'm not sure why you'd have a black market when you go get a free vaccine. I mean, I don't know. Maybe to get it sooner. But the bottom line is we have to, I don't like, listen, if everybody woke up and had to hear what Stevie J had to say, I'd feel pretty big time about that. I think it's power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. I mean, when you get that going and you have to listen to me because it's an emergency, I don't think you want to give that up. That's just, again, a very deep skeptic here. John Decker, live near the White House, next, 7:30.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Biden set to hold his first cabinet meeting hours from now, where there will likely be talk about shoring up support for his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan.
Over the next 15 years, money would be pumped into other areas like renewable energy, affordable housing, and combating climate change.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. There's been a deadly mass shooting in California.
Police say at least four people were killed following a shooting at an Orange, California office building near Los Angeles. One of the victims, a child. Officials calling it an officer-involved shooting. The suspect was wounded by police, then hospitalized, and is now in custody.
Fox's Sean Langell. And claims for first-time jobless benefits just in show 719,000 filings versus the expected 680,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by our friend Scott Allen. He's at the Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611. They offer first-class, first-rate service and a whole lot more. Paxton Hardware and Rental in Paxton, Illinois. Hey, Scott Allen, Diane with the weather.
Sunshine, high 42, 22 are low tonight. Rather brisk as we get into April, but sunshine prevails. Tomorrow's high at 51, down to 33, 65. On Saturday, down to 42, 71 Easter Sunday, and mid-70s by next Tuesday.
Wow.
Right now, the temperature is at 27 on ESPN 93.5.
It's Thursday. John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. Here we go. He's on all over the world. He's with Gray Television's White House correspondent. Gray is also the owner, producer of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. It's John Decker in Washington, D.C. He's on all over, radio everywhere, and nobody else has a theme for him than us. We are the only ones in the country.
That is true.
John Decker.
That is true, Stevie. Absolutely. The best theme ever composed. By you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I felt pretty comfortable when, particularly the falsetto, I thought was particularly good.
There you go.
On
that. I like it.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
John Decker.
Yes, many talents.
He covers Washington. He does it as a journalist. The facts, the who, what, where, why, when stuff, which is kind of rare. So we're appreciative of your time. Okay. Issue one, Joe Biden introducing a very big infrastructure. I don't think 100% of this is infrastructure. I think it's more like 20% or something.
I don't know the percentages. I will tell you that up front. But you are correct. Not everything is, are the things that we associate with infrastructure spending, repairing the roads of America, the bridges, the tunnels, the electrical infrastructure, the water treatment facilities. There are some other things in here that have nothing at all to do with our traditional notions of infrastructure. That's going to be one problem in terms of getting passage of this legislation as far as getting Republican support. The bigger problem, though, Stevie, is how do you pay for it? And the way that President Biden is proposing to pay for it is increasing the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%. That's reversing the Trump tax cuts that were put in place back in 2017 after President Trump signed that legislation. And that's going to lead to not one Republican supporting this legislation in the House or the Senate.
And I mentioned this already today. if you raise corporate taxes, and I'm just telling you how it works, you can agree or disagree as the listener, but if it goes from 21 to 28% and the, you know, corporations have to do all that, your grill's going to cost more. Your bird seed's going to, everything goes up in cost. I do pay for that indirectly.
You do pay for that indirectly, and even more importantly than that, it leads to those corporations looking at the big picture and saying, okay, do we want to manufacture here in America? Do we want to be in a place in which our corporate tax rate is going to go up to 28%, or do we want to go to a place like Ireland where it's significantly lower? And so those are the things that have to be weighed by corporations who obviously have to appeal to shareholders who are concerned about ultimately the stock price of the company, the worth, the value of the company. And so what we saw happen with the Trump tax cuts is that some corporations which were based abroad came back home to America because the corporate tax rate came down significantly under President Trump.
Okay, so that's a pretty big deal. And certainly
it is.
People are, if you're going to cap my oil wells, John Decker, my gas prices are at $3-something already. And that's, that's an instant tax for the frontline worker, the blue-collar person. I mean, you have a truck and you fill it up. It used to be $45. Now it's going to be $65. You feel that.
You do. You feel it every time you fill your SUV. And, you know, that's obviously the most popular type of vehicle that's being purchased right now in America is an SUV. That's what that's what the big three still manufacture the most of. And, yeah, you are feeling that. We felt that over the course of the past few months when oil prices can continue to rise. And, you know, now that we're approaching soon, I heard your weather forecast, but when, now that we're approaching soon, before you know it, the summer driving season is going to be here, and that's when gas prices go up even more. So, you haven't seen the ceiling just yet. It's going to go up even more than what you're looking at right now.
Did you remember last week when I said, you know, if I'm Kamala Harris, I'd tell Joe Biden no regarding kind of the border?
I do.
She did. Yeah. She told him no. Eventually, it was just like, wait. She's in charge of why it happens. And I'm going, okay, all right. I get it, because if I'm Kamala Harris, I'm going to be the next president, and I don't want to be responsible for this because I don't know how to fix it. Nobody does.
Well, that's right. It's an unfixable problem unless, you know, you do what she started to do this past week. I got a readout of a phone call that she got with the president of Guatemala. That's one of those Northern Triangle countries responsible for this huge influx of migrants coming to the U.S.-Mexico border, coming to the U.S. And you need to reach out to, you know, the leaders of Guatemala and Mexico and El Salvador to convince them to close down their borders so that we don't see this influx happening the way we're seeing it, which is 500-plus unaccompanied minors coming into the U.S. every day.
Wow.
And it's just a number that will approach at the end of the year. The estimation is 1 million arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border, and that will be unprecedented.
Okay, so really, what do we do? This is just starting. What's the end game, and when does it ever dissipate? When?
Well, you know, there's the perception. And, you know, as, if you get rid of that perception that exists right now, and it does exist, that the procedures, the protocols, the rules have changed right now because President Biden is in charge. If you change that perception that the rules haven't changed, then, you know, you get a slowdown in terms of the number of migrants. But President Biden, as you know, has not done anything to change that perception during the press conference. He owned what he said so far and the policies that he's put in place so far. He said, I wouldn't change anything in terms of what I've done, signing that executive order, which did away with the Trump Remain in Mexico program. That doing away with that, by the way, has actually been a big part of the problem because now, families that want to send their unaccompanied minor to the U.S. know full well that when they make it to the U.S., they can stay in the U.S. while their immigration case ultimately is heard, and that could take months, if not years, for that to happen.
Big frustration for many of us here in the heartland and probably across America is the fact that you see something and then you see them telling you what to do and yet they don't do it. Here we are with wearing four masks. Anthony Fauci is well on his way to replacing George Washington on the $1 bill, I'm pretty sure. And yet we have a pandemic, John. What the heck? I mean, we're not testing all. I don't get it.
Which part don't you get?
I don't get the mass 4,000 people in a 250-person area. I don't understand why we're allowing people to come in, be taken somewhere in America, and we don't know if they have coronavirus. I thought this was
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, that is confusing. It's confusing to not only you, Stevie, but it's confusing to others as well. It's probably the worst time you can possibly imagine in terms of having this influx of refugees coming to America in the midst of a pandemic. And, you know, as you say, there's one message that's going out around noon every day from the White House health advisors that the situation as far as the pandemic is concerned isn't over yet. And then the same day you hear new numbers, which are record numbers of refugees that have been detained by U.S. officials at the U.S.-Mexico border, coming in and being detained, by the way, in facilities that are so overcrowded and are, you know, super spreaders. Let's face it, they're super spreaders because of the overcrowding that's taking place there.
Yeah, and yet it occurs, and we're sitting there going, we don't have all our kids in school. We have San Diego School District teaching some of our young illegals coming in. And regular students that live here and are citizens, they're not getting taught. And yet I thought we couldn't because it wasn't safe. Those are the confusing messages that drive us nuts.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, that's an ongoing issue for the Biden administration. They are making promises that 90% of the American public can get vaccinated by sometime in late April, I believe is what they said. You know, it can't come soon enough because, as you know, no matter what your political persuasion, you do not like your children not being in person for in-person instruction. This, you know, Zoom teaching is getting old for families. And, you know, you have Republicans and Democrats both complaining about that. And I think that's the reason why you see President Biden making these promises about individuals being eligible. And eligible is different, by the way, than getting an actual shot. You know, 90% of America being eligible doesn't mean that next week, the following week, they're going to get inoculated. It means that they're eligible. But it takes time to come up with a supply of vaccine. And that's what you need. You need to have a good percentage of the American public inoculated, according to the Biden administration, before you can have that in-person instruction.
Listen, I think it's intoxicating to be in power, and I think it must be intoxicating on steroids during an, quote, emergency, a pandemic, when you have to listen to everything I say. I just hope they release me and let me live my life eventually. But again, when this all started, I said, who's going to be the arbiter of all this? That's where it comes into a color code, blue or red. John, you are the best. We appreciate your work. How do people find you? Podcast? What do they do to find John Decker?
They go to gray.tv and they can find everything that I do. And you can just always just Google me because everything that I do ends up somewhere on there, whether it's for Gray Television or for, as you know, I do some work for Sky News Australia. So
yep.
I am worldwide, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
And That's essentially where you can find me.
One radio show has a theme, however. John Decker, J-O-N.
That's right.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
best theme.
Yeah, you got that right. Thank you, my friend. Talk in a week.
Thank you, Stevie. Have a great day, great weekend. We'll talk next week for sure. Have a good one.
You as well. John, J-O-N, John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent. Gray, the owner of and producer of Full Court Press. Greta Van Susteren used to be on Fox and MSNBC? I don't know. Greta's been out there. She's very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. John Decker's fun. 744. He's also doesn't get sucked into any opinion I have, which is hard sometimes. Okay. It's 16 before 8. We check your sports headlines. All kind of fired up about the opening day of baseball. Now, apparently, Cincinnati. See, John has texted in. 39 with a chance of snow. Maybe the Cardinals won't play. I don't know. Supposed to be better on the weekend in Cincinnati, but I don't know. It's supposed to be really cold.
Okay.
And it is no fun playing baseball in 39 degrees with a chance of snow. So, we're hoping.
Yes, we are. And the Wrigley fans could be chilly, too. I was just thinking I need
Chicago
to check
for
Chicago's forecast. Okay, because we have 10,000 fans actually going, 25% with that 120 start with Kyle Hendricks on the mound as they face the Pittsburgh Pirates. And you'll hear the action over on US 105.9.
I don't know, high 36 up there.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's...
Just kind of bundle up. That's what we got.
36 and sunshine. So, Chicago Wrigley Field, do you play when it's 36? That's pretty cold.
It is, but they're playing and they're excited and it's opening day.
It's not going to affect the fans. I mean, they'll be with no shirts. It's those fans, right? I mean, when you have a lot of beer, sometimes you don't feel the elements. You'll feel it when you sober up.
You're probably right. Cubs jersey could be one if you watch the game this afternoon over at Pia Sports Bar, 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. That $3 big dog sounds good. The brats, the free peanuts, the $4 nachos, of course, the Slugger Burger is awesome.
There you go.
They've got $3 16-ounce Bud Light and Bud bottle cans and $4 Jim Beam also. So Pia's is a great place for Cubs fans to gather. And for us, we've got Cincinnati. It's 3:10 for the St. Louis Cardinals. Yachty with his 17th start. Wow.
That's amazing.
It is.
If I think about, that's most starts by a catcher in the history of the game. And he passed that a year ago, so now he's padding it. 17 seasons in a row. I mean, a lot can happen. You can get hurt. You can not be as good at baseball. 17 seasons?
Mm.
That is a Hall of Famer if there's ever been one.
That's right. And we've got basketball to talk about for the fourth straight win. Phoenix Suns beat the Bulls 121-116. Miami over the Indiana Pacers at 92-87 yesterday. Three Parkland College players were honored this season. On the first team, Calvin Swims Jr. and Josh Rivers on the second team, along with Freshman of the Year from Sean Bay Weichels. Congratulations to them. NHL has the Blackhawks in action against Carolina later on today. And I'm negotiating to figure out who I'm texting in to our promoter guy with the World of Outlaws.
Tell me about World of Outlaws, because that's Friday and Saturday.
Yes, it is. And so we're negotiating which day do you want to go, and an email so they can get confirmation, because folks want to find out where they're sitting, because a lot of folks want to buy their own tickets too, which is awesome. And worldofoutlaws.com is the place to consult in order to get your tickets, or to call 844-DIRT-TIX, 844-DIRT-TIX. It's happening at Farmer City Raceway both Friday and Saturday night for the Illini 100, one of the biggest dirt late model events of the year. And there's even a $20,000 prize on Saturday night. So World of Outlaws Morton Buildings Late Model Series is coming to Farmer City, and we'll be racing on Friday and Saturday night. So folks have been texting in the word dirt to 359-2255 to try to win these tickets.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
7:48. Gonna tell you about Trent and Becky. You know, as you evolve and as you grow and you earn a little more money, you say, well, we're in this house, but maybe we're on another house, maybe a little bigger, a few more bedrooms and bathrooms for the kids. So Trent and Becky found what they thought was their dream home, and it was. But the problem is they were able to buy it, and good for them, because usually you make a sale contingent on the sale of yours. So they own two homes, and they said, we got to sell our other, we don't want two mortgages. Nobody wants two mortgages. Trent and Becky had to deal with that. Well, they bought the new home. They tried for months without success to sell their previous home for sale by owner, which, you know, we'll try and save some money, but they didn't get anywhere. And having two homes to pay for was obviously difficult. So they found Nate Evans at the Nate Evans Group. And Nate has superior marketing, and they have a coming soon. They have a whole bunch of different tools in their tool bag. The home sold in one day.
Wow.
As full asking price of $220, getting rid of that pesky second mortgage, and, of course, relieving the stress. Nate Evans Group knows how to sell homes.
Work with an agent that gets buyers lined up. He's got that secret list of homes, and he has the edge. And call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 239-7113. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with EXP Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home, offering those flexible fees and helping you sell your home for the most money possible. Online, it's NateEvansGroup.com. That's NateEvansGroup.com. Start packing.
Tired of trying to keep up with Old Man Jones and his perfect lawn? Bring Green knows that we can't all spend hours a day creating that perfect shade of green, filling off all that crabgrass, and making sure every insect in the neighborhood doesn't call your lawn home this year. At Spring Green, they take the hassle out of your lawn headache with services such as lawn fertilization, weed control, grub and insect control, lime treatments, and even bush and tree care. Let the experts at Spring Green help you this season. For more information, visit them at spring-green.com. Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies to Champagne. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
I'm Maureen Banks, and I'm running for Parkland College Board of Trustees. We are fortunate to have Parkland available for career readiness, higher education pursuits, and lifelong learning opportunities. If elected, I will work to safely return Parkland to in-person learning, increase enrollment, and operate in a fiscally responsible manner. On April 6, vote Maureen Banks for Parkland College Trustee. Paid for by Friends of Maureen Banks.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
We've got a high 42 expected, plentiful sunshine, 22 our low into the evening tonight. So a little bit of an April Fool's Day joke for Mother Nature to have so much sunshine, but it's cooler today. High 51 tomorrow, down to 33, 65 on your birthday Saturday.
Wow. Saturday?
Yeah. Isn't it the 3rd?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not the 3rd.
Is it the 4th?
Okay. All right. Thank you. But you're so good at all that. You always remind me of other people's birthdays. No, you're great at that.
So. In any case.
It's not Saturday, Sunday, though.
Speaking of, is it tomorrow?
Jeez, let's have a guessing game. Okay. We're doing that with lifeguarding and truck driving over the last few weeks.
That's right. I wanted to remind folks that Sun Singer Restaurant, they do have an Easter brunch on Sunday, but you do need to make reservations. It's between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And boy, do they have some wonderful options for that Easter brunch. Sun Singer is located at 1115 Windsor Road at Windsor and Galen. And it is just a step above when it comes to an eating experience. They're both indoor and outside. So,
well, not to mention the wines. Have you seen the wines?
Sun Singer Wine and Spirits. Man. And to me, after you order, then, you know, browse and try to pick out a few bottles for something special coming up, or a host gift, or the baskets that they can prepare. You know, maybe you have someone in your house that's preparing all these candy Easter baskets, and they need something with the wine and snacks and cheese and things like that. That's definitely something Sun Singer does so well. SunSingerWines.com for details.
Awesome. Okay, 10 to 3 on that brunch for Easter, but that's call. Right. Definitely get a call.
That's right.
Okay, Sun Singer again at the...
Windsor and Galen.
Windsor Galleria.
That's right.
That's where Merle Norman is.
It's true.
Marilyn helped somebody the other day who has to wear this N95 mask all the time, and the skin irritation.
I know.
When you're into the heavy duty, then you're breathing your own carbon monoxide or whatever comes out of our bodies. Anyway, Marilyn is right down the way from Sun Singer. Go enjoy the whole darn Galleria.
Exactly.
Okay, from Watts Copy Systems, your local Sharp and Kyocera premier dealer. Same great service, same great products. Call Greg Wolf today. Start saving money now with Watts Copy Systems at 217-352-0428. I am actively looking for a phone person that can tell me why I got to dial 217 in Champaign.
You're right. I keep meaning to book that.
I mean, I have no idea. I don't know who even to call, but I just...
How can we be out of numbers on 217, right, well, in this area?
The combinations, when you have that many numbers, I mean, I can see like 352, 351, 367. I can, you know, but go 368. And don't make me do 217. You just got to have somebody.
Right.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
To make the prefix different instead of the area code.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, at Profile by Sanford, it's 403-9080. I feel like 403 is kind of a new prefix.
And somebody said we ran out of numbers. I'm going, the heck we did. The combinations on seven numbers is a bazillion. And we don't have a bazillion living here. I just think it's annoying.
That's right.
Okay, the news will be coming up. This is what has been stunning in my radio career, is that we are at a time where supporting police, full-throated support of my police, is deemed in some circles somewhat controversial. And then you say, well, is that a Stevie J problem or a them problem? And to me, it's fully a them problem. I mean, at some point, you have a tipping point where you say, enough, I'm putting my foot down. We support police. We think they're great. Nobody has a perfect anything. We understand the issues of sometimes people aren't very good at being a police officer. That happens. Sometimes they're not very good at being a firefighter either. It just, you have to figure out who your best people are and then make adjustments within. But without police, we would have total chaos in our what's supposed to be law-abiding citizen lives. We need police. It's anarchy without police. I support police fully. I love the police. I can't believe they're brave enough to do this work. And what's happening with some of the crazy laws we're passing in the state of Illinois is people are looking for the exit, meaning you're going to have to lower your standards to get people to even do the work, meaning you're going to get really bad cops. You haven't seen bad cops. If you want to get people that aren't really up to the standard, but they're the only ones that will take the job, how's that look to your future? Anyway, I support police. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. And I'm absolutely behind them. Thank you, police, every day for serving and protecting and doing an amazing job.
We'll introduce you to our
Law enforcement official for April is next. ESPN 93.5, 757.
Hey, it's Jay Layman, former Illini All-American linebacker. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is your home for appliance repair. When buying a new appliance doesn't fit into your budget, Dick Van Dyke is also the go-to for fixing your old one. Dick Van Dyke technicians are ranked number one for appliance repair, winning three consecutive Reader's Choice Awards. Schedule service by phone or visit online 24/7 at appliance-world.com. That's appliance-world.com.
It's Diane Ducey. I recently posted on social media about my weight loss profile developed by doctors. It takes the guesswork out of weight loss. It's simple and effective, and a certified health coach is with you every step of the way. If you put on some weight during COVID-19, I get it. You can take it off. Profileplan.com with the code DD. Call 217-403-9080 and mention Diane Ducey, or you can go to social media and look up Profile by Sanford in Champaign. Lose the weight and keep it off. Profile by Sanford.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Layman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Summer is right around the corner. Make sure to stop into Game Day Spirit this spring and check out their great selection of Illini merchandise. Shop polos, tanks, crops, tees, and more, all from great brands such as Tommy Bahama, Champion, and Nike. With new styles arriving daily, there's something for every Illini fan. Shop at Game Day Spirit at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or 24/7 online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN.